If somebody wanted horses to go faster, they might hit them with a...
the ends of your reins or a whip.
And if you bought something like fruit at a store, the grocer might put it in a...
sack.
Okay. And what would the sack be made of?
Paper.
Okay.
Sometimes plastic.
Yeah.
More often paper.
But more often... have you ever heard anybody use the word poke?
Sure.
You have heard...
Sure. I use it once in a while.
Yeah. And you mean by that a...
sack.
Sack.
Paper.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What about, they don't anymore, but what sugar and flour things used to come in?
A cloth bag.
And how...
Sack.
You might say bag or sack.
Mm-hmm, I guess.
Okay. What about the kind of bag or sack that... that's made of that rough kind of cloth, like potatoes come in there, or used to, I think. I think still do.
Yeah, what about it?
What do you call that?
Potato sack.
Okay, what about if it was made out of burlap? Anything you call a burlap bag? How about toe sack?
Yeah, toe sack.
Okay,
sure.
Toe sack, you know that.
Yeah.
Okay, if you went out... if you had a wood pile out somewhere and you went out and you picked some up and all of the amount that you could carry at a time, you'd call that one
load. I don't know. A load.
Would you say an arm?
Armful.
Armful? Okay.
Arm load.
The thing that burns in an electric lamp is a
light bulb.
And if you wanted to carry the washing out to hang it on the line, you might put it in a
basket.
And do you know what you call those things that nails come in, like a barrel, only smaller? Look like a little barrel.
A keg.
Mm-hmm. And you remember those dresses that had the big...
hook!
Yes. Okay. What would you put in the top of a bottle to stop it up?
Stopper. Or a cork.
Mm-hmm. That little musical instrument that you play that you...
Oh, a harmonica or a juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
Or something else. What are they called? I forget.
Would a juice harp and a harmonica be the same thing to you?
To me, yes, but okay. Probably to somebody who knows more about them, not.
Okay, what do you call the thing that you pound nails with?
Hammer.
Okay, do you know what you would call the long wooden piece that comes up between the horses on a wagon?
Oh, darn, let's see. What do you call that thing? The tongue? Is that the tongue of the wagon?
I can't believe you know that. Have you, that's what it's called, the tongue of the wagon. I can't believe you know that. If you had a horse pulling a buggy, before you hitch him up, you've got to back him in between the... and sit on a buggy.
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. The two things that stick out on the side. I'll be darned. I don't know what you call that.
Have you heard of... have you heard the word shafts, or shafts, or something like that?
Shafts,
yeah.
Maybe.
Okay. Do you know what they would call the outside part of a wagon wheel?
The rim.
Have you ever heard of well, when you hitch a horse to a wagon, the bar of wood that the traces are fastened to. Have you ever heard of anything called a single tree? Okay, if... well, anything, if you had something like wood or any kind of something that you're carrying back and forth, you're picking up one place, taking it someplace else, coming back, picking up some more, you'd say you were... if you had it in a truck, I should say. I'm not saying that right. If you had it in a truck.
You mean carry or tote?
Yeah, okay.
Toting a load.
Toting a load? Okay, if...
I say tote a lot.
Oh, yeah. I say that too. If there was something that you had to... drag out of the way.